All right, so today we're diving into something I think we've probably all experienced at one point or another.
Definitely.
It's that frustration when, other people just aren't meeting our expectations.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, this deep dive today is actually inspired by a Mel Robbins podcast episode.
Okay, cool.
It's called Stop Trying to Force Other People to Do What You Want Them to Do.
Oh, I love Mel Robbins.
And I thought she had some really practical advice in this episode and relatable insights.
Yeah.
And I thought we could really, you know, use this to kind of look at those frustrating situations and think about them in terms of personal growth.
Oh, for sure.
And, you know, how we can kind of manage our reactions to these situations better.
I think what makes Mel's advice so compelling is that she uses personal anecdotes.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's not just theory.
Yeah.
It's like real life struggles.
Right.
Some of which are actually pretty funny, like with your husband, Chris.
Yeah, she definitely brings in those personal stories, which I think makes it super relatable. You know, one thing that really resonated with me from this episode was this concept of, like, if they wanted to, they would.
Oh, yeah.
It sounds so simple.
It does.
But when you really think about it, it has so many different layers.
It totally does.
And so, you know, she uses this example of Chris, her husband, being frustrated with her.
Yeah.
Because she kept forgetting to take their puppy to the vet.
Oh,
for his appointments. And, you know, she had good intentions.
Yeah.
But it just kept slipping her mind.
You can't.
But I think it really illustrates that, you know, there's a difference between being capable of changing.
Yes.
And actually being ready.
Absolutely.
So, like, you might be capable of doing something.
Right.
But if you're not ready for it, it's just not going to happen.
Exactly. It's like having all the ingredients for a cake, but not having the oven preheated.
Oh, yeah.
You can't bake until you're ready.
Right. So how do we apply this principle then to all those frustrating situations?
Right. So this idea, I think what it does is it forces us to acknowledge that people operate on their own timelines.
Mm-hmm.
It's really tempting to think, well, I managed to change X, so why can't they?
Yeah.
But that kind of thinking, it leads to pressure and judgment.
Right.
And that rarely encourages positive change.
Yeah, it's not about shaming someone into doing something.
No, it's more about understanding and empathy.
Right.
And recognizing that everyone has their own unique journey.
I think, you know, sometimes it's easy to assume that we know what's going on with someone else.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you see their inaction and you think, oh, they just don't care. They're not putting in the effort.
Right.
But there might be all these reasons, you know, that we're not aware of.
Absolutely.
So how do we manage our expectations in a healthy way?
So Mel introduces this really practical tactic.
Okay.
It's called the 6-month rule.
Okay. I like it already.
And it's specifically designed for those situations where someone seems to be wallowing
right
in negativity or problems.
Yeah.
So you allow them 6 months to process and work through whatever they're dealing with.
Yeah.
You know, offer them support and understanding. But after that 6-month mark, it's time to draw a boundary.
So it's not about like abandoning them
right.
or saying, you know, I don't care about your feelings, but it's more about setting a healthy limit.
Exactly.
On how much you're going to engage with all that negativity.
You're protecting your own mental well-being.
Right.
While still making it clear that you're there for them when they're ready to move forward.
Yeah, I like that. And that kind of leads into this idea of letting go of the rope.
Oh, yeah.
Which is another great analogy Mel uses in the episode.
So powerful.
She compares it to a tug of war.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes the best way to win is to just stop struggling.
You just gotta let go.
You let go. And so think about it. Like, you can't force someone to climb a mountain.
Right.
If they're terrified of heights.
Yeah.
You can encourage them. You can support them.
You can be there for them.
But ultimately, they need to decide to take those steps.
Exactly. And the more you pull, the more they dig in their heels.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So letting go, while difficult, it might be the catalyst.
Yeah.
They need to find their own path up the mountain.
That's a really great analogy, and I think that applies to so many situations in life.
Oh, absolutely.
And, you know, it really highlights that we can't force people to change.
You can't.
But we can choose how we react and how we engage in that situation.
Yes, 100%.
So, you know, going back to Mel's example with Chris, you know, maybe he could stop expecting her to remember the vet appointments.
Right.
And just take full responsibility himself.
Yes, just take care of it.
You know, have you ever had a situation where you realized that letting go was actually, like, the best solution?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think it requires a huge shift in perspective.
Okay.
But once you accept that you can't control other people's actions,
yeah,
you feel this sense of liberation.
That's so interesting. And it's really about focusing on what we can control.
Yes.
Which are our own actions and our own reactions.
Exactly. And I think that's a crucial part of personal growth.
Yeah. You go from feeling powerless to feeling empowered.
Right.
Which is huge.
It is. And this kind of reminds me of another concept that Mel brings up, which is toxic positivity.
Oh, yeah.
How do you offer genuine support without falling into that trap?
Right. Because toxic positivity is like, you know, just think positive and everything happens for a reason.
Exactly. It's almost like dismissing or invalidating someone's struggles.
Yeah.
With those simplistic platitudes.
Like putting a Band-Aid on a broken bone.
Yes, exactly.
So how do we do that then? How do we offer support?
It's about acknowledging the validity of their feelings.
Yeah.
Offering empathy and encouragement.
Right.
But without judgment or pressure.
So instead of saying, just get over it, you're saying, I see your pain and I'm here for you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Sometimes offering a listening ear and just being present is more impactful than trying to force a positive outlook.
For sure. And, you know, I think this all comes back to what Mel was talking about, accepting those three core truths.
Yes.
People do what they want.
Right.
We can't force change.
We can't.
And being angry when others aren't who we want them to be is futile.
It's a waste of energy.
So you're just using up all your energy on something that's not going to change.
Exactly. And when you can accept those truths, you free up so much mental and emotional energy.
Right.
That you can then use to focus on your own growth and well-being.
So true. And that leads us perfectly into another concept that Mel talks about, the pad thai moment.
Ooh, I love those.
Have you ever had a pad thai moment?
Oh, absolutely. Those are moments of sudden clarity.
Okay.
Where you realize new possibilities you didn't even consider before.
I like that.
Like Mel's friend Amy, she was working for Tony Robbins, and suddenly she realized she could be her own boss.
Wow.
It hit her like a bolt of lightning, like discovering pad thai for the first time.
So it's like this realization that opens a door you didn't even know was there.
Exactly. And it reveals this whole new world of possibilities.
Okay.
It's that aha moment.
Yeah.
A surge of excitement that often marks the beginning of a new path.
I love it. And I think we're going to dive a little bit deeper into those pad thai moments and the whole concept of the fresh start effect in the next part of our deep dive. So stay tuned for that.
I can't wait.
But for now, you know, think about this. Has this sparked any of those pad thai moments for you?
Ooh, good question.
And if so, we'd love to hear about them in the comments below.
Definitely share your pad thai moments with us.
All right. We'll catch you in the next part of our deep dive.
Sounds good. So those pad thai moments, they can be so pivotal. Right? It's like that flash of inspiration.
Totally.
It can change the entire trajectory of your life. But sometimes those moments are followed by self-doubt.
Yeah, that inner critic comes in.
It's like, who are you to think you can do that?
Right. Or what if you fail?
It's that natural resistance our brains have towards change.
Oh, for sure.
We're wired for familiarity and comfort, you know?
Right. So anything that challenges that.
Those doubts come flooding in.
So it's like our brains are trying to protect us.
In a way.
But sometimes that protection mechanism can hold us back from really pursuing those fulfilling opportunities. So how do we push past that?
So, of course, Mel brings up her famous 5-second rule.
Oh, yeah.
She explains that the simple act of counting backwards from five.
Yeah.
It can disrupt that resistance.
Okay.
And provide the activation energy we need to get moving.
It's like tricking our brains into action before those doubts can take over.
Exactly.
I love that it's such a simple but powerful technique.
It is.
And I think sometimes, you know, the hardest part is just getting started.
Yeah. Just that initial push.
Once we take that first step, though, often the momentum builds.
It does.
But what happens when we hit those inevitable roadblocks?
Oh, yeah.
You know, how do we stay motivated when that initial excitement kind of fades?
Mel emphasizes that motivation often comes after we start taking action.
Oh, interesting.
Not before.
Okay.
It's about making that conscious choice to move forward, even when we don't feel like it.
Even when you don't feel like it.
It's about building that muscle of courage and confidence through repeated practice.
It's like any skill, the more you practice it, the stronger you become.
Absolutely. Hmm. And Mel offers a great challenge to put this into practice.
Okay.
Her 5-day wake-up challenge.
I've heard of this.
Yeah, it's brilliant in its simplicity.
Okay.
She encourages listeners to set their alarms 30 minutes earlier than usual.
Oh, wow.
And when the alarm goes off, immediately count backwards from 5 and get out of bed.
Oh, man.
It's about proving to ourselves that we have the willpower to choose action over comfort.
Even in something as simple as getting out of bed.
Yeah.
I've tried that challenge and it's tougher than it sounds.
Yes.
But you're right. It's about building that internal evidence that we're capable of more than we think.
Yes. And it's not about being perfect.
Of course not.
There will be days we hit the snooze button.
Totally.
But it's about getting back on track and reminding ourselves that we have the power to make choices
right.
that are aligned with our goals.
I like that. And speaking of overcoming challenges, Mel shares this incredible story from a listener named Chris.
Oh, wow.
And it's a powerful reminder that, you know, we never know what someone else is going through.
We don't.
And sometimes the smallest act of kindness
right.
or inspiration can make a world of difference.
A huge difference.
So Chris explains that stumbling upon Mel's 52nd birthday video
okay.
quite literally saved her life.
Wow.
She was really struggling with anxiety and depression.
Oh, wow.
And even suicidal thoughts.
That's heavy.
And she was so struck by Mel's advice
yeah.
to do things that make you happy.
Okay.
Even small things like buying yourself flowers.
Yeah.
And it's a great reminder, I think, that happiness isn't this destination.
It's a choice.
It's a choice we make every single day.
Every day.
And the small acts of self-care can really make a big difference in our overall well-being.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So what are some things that you do to boost your mood when you're having a rough day?
That's a good question. I think for me, music is my go-to. Oh, music is so powerful.
Putting on like my favorite playlist can instantly just lift my spirits.
Yeah, I feel that taking a walk in nature always helps me.
Oh, yeah, that's great too.
It's amazing how fresh air and beautiful scenery can just shift your perspective.
For sure. And like you said, spending time with loved ones.
Oh, yeah, always.
Even if it's just a quick phone call.
Right.
Can make a world of difference.
A huge difference.
But getting back to Chris's story, she didn't just stop at buying flowers, did she?
No, she didn't. She took some major steps towards healing.
Okay.
She started therapy.
Good for her.
She started researching mental health.
Wow.
And most importantly, she began practicing self-compassion.
That's so important.
It's incredibly inspiring to see how she took ownership of her well-being.
Yeah.
And sought the help she needed.
And that's a crucial part, I think.
It is.
Of this whole journey is recognizing that we don't have to struggle alone.
Yeah.
And that seeking support is actually a sign of strength.
It's not weakness. And Chris specifically highlights the power of Mel's high five habit.
Oh, yeah. I love that one.
You know, that simple act of giving herself a high five in the mirror every morning.
It's so simple, but so effective.
It helped her to view herself with more compassion and self-love.
I love that it's about shifting those internal narratives.
Yeah.
Replacing self-criticism with self-encouragement.
And sometimes, you know, it's those small symbolic gestures
yeah.
that can have a profound impact on our self-perception.
Totally. And Chris's story is such a powerful testament to the fact that we have the ability to change our lives.
Yeah.
Even when things feel incredibly dark.
It's about choosing hope even when it feels impossible.
Exactly. And it all ties back to Mel's powerful message. You have the power to change your life, period.
That's so good.
You're not defined by our circumstances.
Right.
We have the power to choose how we respond to them.
So true. And that brings us to Mel's concept of the fresh start effect.
Oh, I love this one.
Have you ever experienced the fresh start effect?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I know I always feel a surge of motivation at the start of a new year.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Or even a new week.
It's like hitting the reset button.
Exactly, starting with a clean slate.
And it's not just a feeling.
Right.
There's actual research behind this.
There is.
Studies show that certain temporal landmarks, uh-huh. like birthdays, the start of a new year, even Mondays.
Mondays.
Can trigger this surge in motivation.
It's true.
This desire to make positive changes.
It's like our brains are naturally wired
yeah.
to view these points in time as opportunities for a fresh start.
It makes sense. So how can we best leverage this fresh start effect then?
So Mel outlines three key steps.
Okay, I'm ready.
First, make a wish.
I like it.
Take some time to envision what you want the next chapter of your life to look like.
Okay.
What are your hopes, your dreams, your aspirations?
It's about allowing ourselves to dream big.
It is.
Imagine a future that feels truly exciting and fulfilling.
Exactly. And sometimes those dreams might feel far-fetched, but it's important to give ourselves permission to dream.
Yeah, it's about creating that vision.
It is.
That pulls us forward.
Exactly. And then the second step is to start taking action.
Okay.
That aligns with that wish, even if you don't feel completely ready or motivated.
Even if you don't feel like it.
Remember, action often precedes motivation.
Right. It's about building that momentum.
It is.
Proving to ourselves that we are capable of making progress.
Right. And the third step is to find proof that you could do it.
Okay. How do we do that?
Look for people who have already achieved what you want to achieve.
Oh, okay.
Their stories can serve as inspiration.
Okay.
As evidence that your dreams are indeed possible.
So it's like surrounding ourselves with a support system.
Yes.
But not just people who are cheering us on.
Right.
But people who have walked the path before us.
Exactly.
And can offer guidance and encouragement.
Their successes can serve as a beacon.
Yeah.
Guiding us through those moments of self-doubt and reminding us that what we desire is achievable.
It's like, if they can do it, I can do it.
Exactly.
We all need those reminders sometimes that we're capable of more than we think.
Absolutely. But even with the best intentions, sometimes we hit roadblocks.
Yeah.
Mel shares a really personal story about her own experience feeling lost and overwhelmed on her 52nd birthday.
Oh, wow. I always find it so relatable when successful people share their vulnerabilities.
Me too.
It makes them seem more human.
Right.
And their advice feels more grounded in reality.
For sure. So Mel was facing challenges in both her personal and professional life.
Okay.
And she felt stuck in a kind of limbo, unsure of who she was or what her future held.
It's a good reminder that even those who appear to have it all figured out still experience those moments of self-doubt and uncertainty.
Absolutely. So Mel used those three steps that we just discussed to navigate this challenging time.
So she made a wish, even though she wasn't exactly sure what she wanted.
Right. She focused on taking small actions that made her feel better, even when she didn't feel motivated.
Okay.
And she looked for inspiration in the stories of others who had overcome similar obstacles.
So it's reassuring to know that we don't need to have all the answers right away.
We don't.
Taking small steps, even amidst uncertainty, can lead us in the right direction.
It's like starting a creative project with just a vague idea.
Oh, yeah.
And the final vision takes shape as you go along.
That's a great analogy.
It's about trusting the process.
Yeah.
And being open to unexpected twists and turns.
And Mel highlights that finding proof, whether it's in the stories of others or in our own past successes, it can be a powerful motivator.
It can.
It reminds us that what we desire is achievable.
Absolutely. Now, Mel also dives into the science behind taking action.
Okay.
And explains how it can actually change our emotional state.
Oh, interesting.
Have you ever noticed how physical activity can shift your mood?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It's like shaking off the negative energy and replacing it with something lighter.
Totally.
Mel talks about how negative emotions can get trapped in our bodies. And physical movement can help release those emotions.
So it's a reminder that our minds and bodies are really connected.
They are.
When we take care of our physical well-being, it positively impacts our mental and emotional state.
Absolutely. Mel also introduces the concept of behavioral activation therapy.
Oh, I've heard of this.
Which involves acting like the person we want to become.
Okay.
Even if we don't feel like that person yet.
So it's kind of like fake it till you make it.
Yeah, but with a more scientific backing.
It's fascinating to think that our actions can actually shape our beliefs about ourselves.
They can. It's a powerful concept.
That's so cool.
So by consistently taking actions that are aligned with our goals,
right,
we start building evidence that supports our desired identity.
Okay.
We start believing that we are capable of change and deserving of happiness.
It's about becoming the architects of our own lives.
Yes, it is.
Mel shares another inspiring story, this time from a listener named Danielle, who found Mel's 52nd birthday video at a time when she was feeling deeply suicidal.
Oh, wow. That's heavy.
It's a chilling reminder of how powerful connection can be.
Yeah.
And how a message of hope and encouragement can make a world of difference.
It really can.
Danielle explains how Mel's message of self-care and action deeply resonated with her.
Yeah.
And helped her start taking those initial steps toward healing.
Good for her.
And creating a better life for herself.
That's awesome.
It's such a powerful reminder that we never truly know the impact our actions and words might have on others.
There we go.
By sharing our own struggles and triumphs, we can inspire and uplift those who might be facing similar challenges.
Absolutely. And Mel emphasizes that Danielle's story isn't unique.
Okay.
Countless people out there are struggling silently, feeling lost and alone.
That's so true.
And it reinforces the fact that we are all interconnected.
We are.
And our stories have the power to connect us, inspire us, and remind us that we are not alone.
It's a beautiful sentiment. So where do we go from here?
Right.
What's the key takeaway for listeners who are ready to embrace change and create a more fulfilling life?
Mel urges us to take ownership of our lives.
Okay.
To stop waiting for things to happen.
Right.
And to start actively creating the future we desire.
So it's a call to action.
It is.
A reminder that we have the power to choose our own path regardless of our circumstances.
She encourages us to let go of the things that are weighing us down.
Yeah.
past regrets, future worries,
yeah.
and the self-doubt and negativity that keep us stuck.
It's about embracing the present moment and taking action in alignment with our values and goals.
Exactly. But what about those times when change feels daunting, even overwhelming?
Oh, yeah, those times.
Mel acknowledges that change is not always easy.
Right.
But it's always possible.
It is.
It begins with a decision.
Okay.
A commitment to ourselves.
Right.
And a willingness to step outside our comfort zones.
It's about believing in our potential, trusting in our ability to learn and grow.
Yes.
And having the courage to pursue the life we truly desire.
Mel's message is infused with hope and encouragement. She reminds us that we are worthy of happiness, capable of anything we set our minds to, and have the power to create a life that feels meaningful and fulfilling.
It's a reminder to never give up on ourselves,
yeah.
to keep dreaming, and to never lose sight of the potential that resides within each of us.
Now, before we transition to the final part of our deep dive, I want to pose a question.
Okay.
Think about the times you've experienced that fresh start effect.
Okay.
That surge of motivation to make a change. What was it about those specific moments or circumstances
mm-hmm.
that sparked that feeling of possibility?
Mm.
Were there any particular rituals or practices
yeah.
that helped you harness that energy and translate it into meaningful action?
Yeah, it's interesting to think about those fresh start moments and how they can really be catalysts for change.
For sure.
You know, like, I know for me, there's something about the start of a new year.
Oh, yeah.
That just makes me want to hit that reset button and set new goals, you know?
Those temporal landmarks, they're so powerful. They give us a sense of like a clean slate,
right.
a chance to break free from old patterns
yeah.
and embrace new possibilities.
I like that.
It's almost as if time itself is giving us permission
yeah.
to reinvent ourselves.
I love that. And, you know, Mel goes on to share a personal story about feeling lost and overwhelmed
okay.
on her 52nd birthday.
52nd birthday, wow.
She was facing challenges in both her personal and professional life.
Yeah.
And she just felt stuck.
It's a good reminder that even the most successful people
right.
experience those moments of self-doubt and uncertainty.
Absolutely.
Life throws curveballs at everyone.
It does.
And it's how we choose to respond that truly matters.
So how did Mel use the fresh start effect then to navigate this challenging time?
She took those three steps that we discussed earlier.
Okay.
Making a wish, taking action, and finding proof.
Okay.
Even though she wasn't sure what she wanted, she made a wish for clarity and direction.
Okay.
She focused on taking small actions that made her feel better. Even when motivation was lacking.
Okay.
And she sought inspiration from others who had successfully navigated similar challenges.
So it's reassuring to know we don't need to have all the answers right away.
We don't.
We can start taking action even amidst uncertainty.
Yeah.
And trust that clarity will emerge along the way.
It's like when you start a creative project with just a vague idea.
Oh, yeah.
And the final vision take shape as you go.
It does. It's a great analogy.
It's about trusting the process.
Yeah.
And being open to those unexpected twists and turns.
And Mel highlights that finding proof.
Yeah.
Whether it's in the stories of others or in our own past successes.
Right.
Can be such a powerful motivator.
It can.
Because it reminds us that what we desire is achievable.
It is.
It's like those, if they can do it, I can do it moments.
Yeah.
We all need those reminders sometimes.
We do.
That we are capable of more than we think.
Absolutely. Now, Mel also dives into the science behind taking action.
Okay.
And explains how it can literally change our emotional state. She talks about how negative emotions can get trapped in our bodies.
Okay.
And physical movement can help to release those emotions.
Right. It's like shaking off that negative energy.
Exactly.
And replacing it with something lighter.
I've definitely experienced that. A good workout.
Me too.
A walk in nature. Even just dancing around my living room.
Oh, yeah.
Those things can instantly shift my mood.
They can.
From feeling stuck and overwhelmed to feeling more energized and optimistic.
It's incredible how interconnected our minds and bodies really are.
They are.
When we take care of our physical well-being, it really does have this positive ripple effect on yeah. our mental and emotional state.
Mel also discusses the concept of behavioral activation therapy.
Okay.
Which involves acting like the person we want to become.
Oh, yeah.
Even if we don't quite feel like that person yet.
I like that. So it's about making choices
yeah.
and taking actions that align with our desired identity.
Exactly.
Even when it feels a bit uncomfortable or unfamiliar at first.
Even when it feels weird.
And as we consistently do this, we start to build evidence
yeah.
that supports this new identity.
Right.
And we start to believe in our ability to change.
Yes.
And become the person we aspire to be.
It's about taking ownership of our lives and recognizing that we have the power to choose our path, even amidst challenging circumstances.
This has been such an insightful deep dive.
It has.
Mel's blend of personal anecdotes, scientific research, and practical advice.
I know, right?
It really provides a roadmap.
It does.
For anyone who's feeling stuck or yearning for positive change.
I completely agree. Her message is one of hope and empowerment.
It is.
Reminding us that we are all capable of creating a life that feels meaningful and fulfilling.
We hope you found this deep dive insightful and inspiring.
I hope so.
Remember, change is always possible.
It is.
It starts with a decision, a commitment to yourself,
right,
and a willingness to embrace the journey with all its twists and turns.
And never forget, you don't have to do it alone. Lean into your support system. Seek inspiration from others.
Right.
And most importantly, believe in yourself.
Yes.
And your ability to create a life you love.
Until next time, keep diving deep.
Keep diving.
And keep believing in the power of change.